Hare Krishna. We heard yesterday how Krishna was put down by his mother on the ground because she had to very quickly run to stop the milk from boiling over, you know, which was a little distant. And Krishna didn't like to be put down at all. And that started him to now do something by which he would agitate his mother, so that she would understand, never put me down again in the future. So he became a thief. He carefully opened and closed the door of a room, plundered the butter, and then escaped through a window. We will continue here. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda had stopped the milk from boiling over into the fire. She must have taken the wood away, and the milk cooled down within seconds, and then she took the milk off. And this was very, very fast action. And she dashed back to where she had left her son, but Krishna was no longer there. He was gone. She saw the butter, the yogurt pot, which was broken. It was all a mess. The yogurt was all over. Mother Yashoda couldn't understand what was going on, and she laughed. It's described that she had a mixture of anger, amusement, and also bewilderment. But then Yogamaya spoke to her from a voice in the sky. It was Krishna. Feeling hungry and thirsty, your little bumblebee Krishna bore a hole into the pot. Then he saw that it was only yogurt and no butter. He became very, very disappointed, and he wanted to get some fresh butter. Now, the way Yogamaya speaks is very, very interesting. She doesn't just speak like we ordinary Westerners, you know, who just have very unpoetical words, matter-of-factly. No, but she speaks very poetically. We hear that in Vrindavan, every step is a dance, and every word is a song. And now we will hear the words of Yogamaya in poetic song. He said, feeling hungry and thirsty, your little bumblebee made a hole in the butt of a lotus flower that had no pollen. When he saw that it was merely water that began dripping from that flower, he became disappointed and went to another lotus flower, where he has found a big supply of honey. Now, what Yogamaya really said is, Krishna wanted to get butter, but didn't get it. Then he went somewhere else. So when Mother Yashoda heard this voice from the sky, she knew everything what had happened. And also she used her own observation. She saw this little lake of yogurt, and coming out of it, just very sweet little footprints. And then she knew, by seeing the suspicious yogurt footprints, and following them to the next room, she understood, let me open that room. Then she stepped inside. But Krishna was no longer there, but what was there was the butter pot hanging, and there was clearly, it was in a different position than before, so she understood Krishna had stolen it, and then she could trace Krishna further. And finally, when she had had found out Krishna's escape path, she spotted him. And how did Krishna look? Krishna's eyes were looking restless with fear. Krishna knew he had been a thief. He had been frantically, he had done something which he should not have done. And therefore, he looked everywhere with these certain expression. It is said, a thief has 100 eyes, whereas the owner or the person who is thieved has only one set of eyes. So Krishna's eyes were going all over as if he would have 100 eyes, and this looked very, very sweet. So Krishna, so Mother Yashoda very quietly came up from behind to catch her son. As she became closer and closer, she found on the way a stick. And because she wanted to really make sure that she would catch him and Krishna wouldn't be too afraid, she took some cloth and covered the stick with cloth. Now when the monkeys saw Mother Yashoda advancing like this, determined to bring to catch Krishna, when they saw the stick under the cloth, they all ran up the trees. They were not interested to show their strengths. Why not? When are monkeys not interested to fight? Do you know when this is? It's when they are no longer hungry. When they are full, when they are very peaceful, and they go their way. Only hungry monkeys are fighting. And from this, Mother Yashoda could immediately understand, the monkeys are so filled because my son Krishna has filled them up to the brim. So by that time, Krishna, who had these 100 eyes, or who looked around, had spotted Mother Yashoda, and he began to jump down from where he was sitting and was fleeing. And Mother Yashoda, seeing her son and being very determined, broke into also running fashion, and began to chase him. And as she ran behind Krishna, the beautiful flowers which were stuck in her hair were falling on the ground. Now, if you think that the flowers fell on the ground because there was so much speed, and because Mother Yashoda was running and her steps made this bumpy thing, then you do not know the ways of Braj. The flowers jumped out of Krishna, of Mother Yashoda's hair, because they felt, this is too much. We don't want to be part of Krishna being caught. We just we don't have any part of this. We just jump off, and we just don't continue with this. The flowers were in a different rasa than Mother Yashoda. And for them, what was alright for Mother Yashoda to catch Krishna was an unthinkable crime. And therefore, the flowers who are more enchanta, more neutral, you know, or peaceful, not so developed relationship, they were jumping off and said, we are not part of this, this is too much. Our Lord is going to get the source. This is too much. It shows us, when you see that you are part of something you cannot agree with, you must stop the action and jump off the train of injustice and so on. Mother Yashoda loudly called out, "O King of Thieves, where are you going now? Stop! Please!" Not, she didn't say please, she said stop. When Krishna heard his mother giving him the order, he gave a little cry, you know, like this. And then a smile appeared on his face, which increased his unbelievable beauty. So Yashoda increased her speed. She was in love with Krishna. But she understood, if I don't punish him now, he's now stealing butter, but if the stealing tendency is not corrected by good pedagogic intervention, he will steal ox carts when he grows big and so on. I must quickly bring him on the right path. Jiva Goswami describes how this chase of Krishna looked. It looked as if a big cloud, Mother Yashoda, was chasing in the storm-rent sky a smaller cloud. Why this example? Because, believe it or not, the complexion of Krishna, which is dark, is similar to the complexion of Mother Yashoda, who's also bluish dark. So it really looked very beautiful, because the bigger cloud was unable to catch up with the smaller one. In the same way, Mother Yashoda could not catch her little son. So, when Krishna was running, he had one thought. He thought, Mother will just chase after me in the compound of Nanda Bhavan. But if I pass by the main entry gate, she will not follow me more, because it will look not good for her if she runs after me on the street. I will, in German we say, ich werde sie abhängen. It means I will just... you know, like a train, when there is a train running and you untie the last wagon from the rest of the train, the last wagon will just no longer be pulled any longer, because the connection is disconnected, and then it will become slower and slower and stop while the train goes on with full speed. So Krishna was thinking like this, I will abhängen her, I only know it in German, so that she, at the main gate, and she will stay inside, and I will just run through Vrindavan and steal more butter in the different houses. So he intentionally ran in the direction of the main gate. And Mother Yashoda knew that at that time of the day, she had a different idea. There will be no one who sees me and sees us, so I will keep on chasing. So Mother Yashoda ran. So as long as Krishna looked straight ahead, Mother Yashoda was unable to catch him. But when, this is very important to note, Krishna looked back to see if his plan would work and he would leave Mother Yashoda behind at the main gate, Krishna looked at his mother who was laboring, who was sweating, whose flowers had fallen apart. And as he saw this picture of his mother running, not with anger, but with protective love behind him, he just couldn't continue like this any longer. As you know, the Lord is bound by only one thing. You can't catch him. Even if you run like anything, like with the speed of the mind, the yogis are not able to catch him. That's in Brahma Sanghita. But he can be caught and ultimately bound by love. So when Krishna turned his back, head back in fear, Mother Yashoda caught up and she quickly caught him by his hand. So Krishna was caught, and we will end here for today. He frantically moved his eyes about as if trying to find another way how he could escape. Then he began to cry because he saw Mother Yashoda was angry and he wanted to bring her anger down. Then he artificially pretended to tremble. But Mother Yashoda kept on forcefully holding him. There was nothing which worked. And she began to look into the eyes of your mother. But Krishna could not do this. He turned his face away and he began to quickly wipe his mouth, which was full of butter still. And he wanted to make his mouth look dry. Then Mother Yashoda began to speak to him. And the way mother and son dialogued, the way they talked to each other, the way Krishna argues back to his mother, the way Mother Yashoda tries to catch his argument, is just so absolutely sweet and so absolutely wonderful that you will understand what is Braj Bhakti, what is the amazing relationship with Krishna between Krishna and his devotees from this one amazing conversation which Jiva Goswami has pinned down. And I really don't want to start this here. We will hear about this tomorrow, and we will hopefully faint in ecstasy. It's so good. Thank you all very much. May Damodar Krishna be with you. May your Kartik Vrata be full of spiritual strength. And may you focus your attention on the Lord. Lord Shri Damodar Krishna ki jai, Mother Yashoda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.